he got to the farm, he said to the farmer, I picked up a
rock
and I
threw it at the goat, run him away.
Okay, if someone came to visit, say for instance, if your wife were in the hospital and she were here with you, and someone came to visit your wife, and you met the person in the yard, you might say, she's
not here, she's in the hospital.
Okay. Now, talking about putting some, say for instance, you want to put some milk in some coffee, some people like it, say for instance, you like your coffee?
With cream.
With or without cream?
With cream.
You like it with cream. But some people like it.
Without cream.
And others like it.
Just as, well, if it's not got cream, it's just as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Plain, we might say.
Do you have any other name for coffee without milk and sugar? Is there another name you would call coffee that doesn't have milk or sugar?
Don't have, well, we would just call it plain coffee.
Okay. And if you like, do you drink tea?
Sometimes.
Do you ever put milk in it?
Hardly ever. I like tea as it is. And you might say we like coffee as it is.
Okay. But if someone, all right, let's say for instance, if someone is not going away from you, and you say he's coming straight
toward you.
And later on, you would tell another friend about something that happened. You would say, I wasn't looking for him. I just sort of ran.
Just sort of happened to see him or something.
Yeah. Okay. And if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you might say that they named the child
after its mother.
And if you're going hunting, you had better take along a good hunting
coat.
But you want an animal to take along with you.
Good dog.
Okay. And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or person, what might you say to that dog in order to get him?
If you want him to get him or something,
mm-hmm.
Sick
attack.
Him on him.
Okay.
Get him.
If he's a mixed breed, you might call him what? The dog. If he's a mixed breed dog.
Well, we just call him, he's a hound and shepherd, just a mixed breed.
If someone insisted on going inside the fence where your watchdog was, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get...
That's right. You get bit, you get attacked. Old dog left you got me in New York once. I was walking too close to the fence, didn't even know the dog was there. I don't stand now. And then Bert had a heavy block on him. He jumped up there and got that close to my shoulder. I said, my goodness, if I'd have got over there in New York, that dog tore me all to pieces. Then people got their dogs up there, they're crazy about them, and they'll eat you up, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I've never been to New York. Mm-hmm. In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
The bull.
And what do you call him when they're, say, for instance, what do you call, what do women call him? What does your wife probably call him?
What, which?
What does your wife call the male?
Milk cow, I call her a cow.
Okay.
Or maybe a heifer or something like that.
The kind, say for instance, in my grandfather's or in your grandfather's time, what kind of animals were used to pull heavy loads besides horses?
Well, cows, the bulls, or the oxen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oxen could drag a heavy load.
And what do you call the male horse?
Well, that's a stallion. That's the horse that you breed with.
Okay. Riding animals are called?
Saddle horses.
And a female is called?
A mare.